Friday, February 7th. Just got involved with a new show on Netflix. Well, actually, the show's not new. It's been 4 seasons already. For some reason, I have not watched it until this week, called Hip Hop Evolution. It is, as it sounds, about the history of the hip hop culture. And I've watched 3 episodes so far. One from season 2 and 2 from season 1, which sounds weird, but it's not. You can really watch them pretty much in any order. Although the first one I watched was season 2. And it's actually confusing on Netflix how they lay it out, but it was the one about, you know, 90s East Coast hip hop, so it featured segments on Nas, Wu-Tang and Biggie. So like that was obviously, you know, where I live in this world. But then I was like, fuck it, I want to go back, and started with the 70s and the birth of hip-hop and Kool Herc and Afrika Bambaataa and Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. And I watched like 2 episodes kind of like that, and it was just fascinating about how this whole thing came to be. And, you know, you've heard little stories here and there, but whoever's behind this, they do a really incredible job, and they have incredible access. Like, everyone is in it. Everyone's interviewed. It's almost like a living, breathing, oral history type of thing, where they're telling the stories of what was going on, where this party happened, and these battles of these MC crews, like the Cold Crush against the Fantastic Five back in the late 70s, and just watching this, they have like this ill footage from back then, and to see how this began and how MCing started is fascinating, especially to someone like me. But I think it would be fairly interesting to almost anyone, especially if you like music and culture and anything like that. And I said to my wife last night as we were watching this, you know, one of these like old school hip hop crew battles of MCing, and I was like, imagine just being in this crowd and listening to this without it ever existing before this, right? Like, these people are seeing this thing be born and happen for the first time. And like, over the last, you know, how long has it been now, since early 70s, I mean, talking, let's call it 40 years, probably closer to 50 even. But after Rapper's Delight came out, which took the world by storm and really made hip-hop cross over to the mainstream a little bit, it's been, let's say, 40-something years, 40-plus years. I mean, nothing, you know, besides technology, what else has grown like hip-hop in the last 40 years of my life? Pretty much nothing. Well, now it is essentially the defining body of culture, not just hip-hop culture, but all culture is like derived from hip-hop. Anyhow, highly recommend checking it out, Hip-Hop Evolution. Like I said, you can kind of scroll through the titles and just say, hey, I want to look at the one about the South, and there's one of, you know, where the Outkast is probably featured, and there's one about gangster rap with Ice-T and Ice Cube and Dre, and it's fucking awesome. So check it out.